I speak the truth, my content might just make you so uncomfortable. If you out here fibbing, being fake, no, I'm not one of you. I'm trying to take this higher from the bottom, nah, I'm one of you. Wonder who gon' recognize my worth, this grind been wonderful. It was only cheese between my Wonder Bread. I wondered where the bread was, trying to get my family stomach fed. Gotta keep my head up, I know my day gon' come. I know them days get brighter if you work, the shade gon' come, but prove them wrong.
I'm your friend first, who happens to be gay. Not your gay friend, your gay wardrobe stylist, your gay hairstylist, your gay makeup, all that. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll let you know the shit look right if your blend is just right. Let me tell you a little secret, straight man. I'm about to be a snitch like a motherfucker. When your girl up there telling you about what she don't want you, nigga, she up there talk. We up there sitting there talking about dick, how big it was, how good it was, what it looked like. Half the time her gay partner half the time know what your dick look like any damn ways. You can't even believe, you won't believe how many niggas dicks I know that what they look like, you know what I mean? Because they girl or somebody didn't show. Gay guys and female friends, I think that is one of the most interesting friendships to have. A gay guy and his straight homegirl. But there's always another side that sometimes to me can be problematic. Being friends with a girl sometimes. A lot of times, one of the things I've seen girls say to me, you know, I could be out hanging out with certain girls or whatever, or women, shall I say. And it'll be like a nice looking man will walk by and they'll be, ooh, that nigga fine as fuck. And I might look and be like, yeah, he is. But for whatever reason, you know what I mean, he happens to be noticing me, or I catch that he, you know, checking me out. And it's like women will just catch an attitude. And I'm going to say particularly black women, because that's all I know. That's what I've, you know, been around. And so it's like, I've seen them get upset or turn their nose up and, ugh, all these fine ass niggas is gay. And it's like, what are you talking about? There are plenty of fine straight dudes. It's just maybe them niggas don't want you, or the niggas that are fine, they not looking at you because you ain't got you together. So the nigga that is straight and fine don't want to fuck with you. A lot of you girls are being sloppy. Y'all not caring about y'all appearances no more. When I say appearance, I don't even mean weight and stuff like that. Just, damn, put on some decent clothes. It's been a couple times I didn't just went in Walmart and bitches just look beat up. Like, beat the fuck up. Like, just, I'd be like, I wouldn't even talk to you. Like, that's why I feel like, I'm going to be honest, I want to throw the dick at some girls. You know what I mean? And it's like, but then when I look around, I'd be like, it ain't nobody worthy of all of this dick, you know what I mean? Like, as far as a female is concerned, and so it's just like, I'll wait until something better tickles my fancy. Like, don't get over it, you know what I mean? It's like, you attract what you are, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know, I can't help the nigga just see something cute that, you know, walking by. It's not my fault, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like as if he was straight. I'm not gonna cop an attitude. Nah, that nigga wants you. Like, I don't care. I feel like a lot of women are threatened by gay men, certain kind of gay men especially. I've been around where I've seen women, I've walked into a room and seen women clutch their men a little tighter. Like, they might not notice I caught it, but girl, I caught it. And, you know, transsexual that dress up or impersonate women, I think sometimes they can be intimidated, because sometimes it's almost looking better than them and they're supposed to be the natural feminine divine. Be careful what you telling these girls sometimes, because sometimes it's just like they be running their mouth. Sometimes girls can be cock blockers, you know what I mean? Like, damn, like I'm over here, like I remember working at a particular job and I could tell obviously this dude was into me, right? And hear her old big head ass come, oh, what's going on over here? Like, first of all, bitch, I don't know if the nigga out the closet like that or not anyway, so don't be killing off what the fuck I got going on. You fucking up my shit, bitch, because if you start doing all that, you making it obvious and shit, and that nigga might not want all his information out like that. Like, I'm over here trying to work something out, bitch, and you over here fucking up my game. That's why I can't hang out with girls sometimes, especially going out. You just telling women sometimes our rendezvous or things that we do with men sometimes isn't always the best to tell them that too. I think sometimes it sets off a paranoia in women, you know what I mean, where they thinking every nigga, you know, to do something that's slightly feminine or whatever is gay. And I try to tell these girls all the time that you can't think that every nigga that, you know, wants this or that is gay or whatever, because I'm like, it's usually the niggas that you would never think of as usually the biggest bitches in the bed. It's a great relationship because also women get a chance to get a male side who also can relate. Now that's some of the positives that is being a friend with a gay male, a woman being a friend with a gay male, because it's like you get a man's insight a lot of times on, you know, his point of view, and not just in relationship or dealing with other men. You know, it could be just things about school, family, you know, just issues in life, you know what I mean? I always tell people gay people are more than just being gay. At the end of the day, we are living life just like everybody else. I hate people like, well, you choose to live that gay lifestyle. I didn't know it was a gay lifestyle. I thought I was just living life just like everybody else. I go through the same trials and tribulations, niggas trying to run you over, take advantage of you, people doing you wrong, family doing you wrong. You know what I mean? Bills gotta be due, rent is due and shit. You know what I mean? Happiness, but it's like we feel everything. And then it's like you try to go out with your homegirl, she go to the gay club and she wanna act and turn up and be more ratchet than you are. It's like, damn bitch, I'm bringing you to the club and you out here just acting up, knowing damn well normally at the straight club you would never do half this shit. And it's like, can you bring that bitch to the gay club with me? I don't want to be with the bitch that want to be sloppy drunk, and then you know all the stud girls be on her, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know, I don't like that. I've seen where a lot of times straight girls be jumping shit off with their gay friends and shit and getting into it with niggas, and it's like, I don't know, I'm very leery. And then it's like, I also don't want to be seen as like some gay accessory. Like, I tell gay men all the time, like, stop playing into that fucking stereotype. Where if I'm a girl's friend, if I'm a friend with anybody, but particularly because this subject is about gay men and straight women, it's too, a lot of times girls, I feel, try to live vicariously through us men, us gay men sometimes. You know, when we tell them certain stories or our little sexual rendezvous and things that we may, you know, do with other men as gay guys or bisexual men or whatever, straight men, married men, whatever. And it's like, you know, sometimes girls, they vicariously because they somewhat envious or mad that they can't do what you're doing. And that's not the case for every girl. So, you know, please don't nobody be like, well, that ain't me. Well, bitch, I'm not talking about your dumb ass. You know what I mean? But I'm just talking about the girls that do. Like, I've seen that where it turns me off. It makes me be like, I don't want to hang out with her because I don't want her. You know what I mean? It's like, I hate girls that, like, find out that you gay. And then, like, I might, like let a girl know I'm gay or something. You know, oh, yes, bitch, cunt, fish, pussy, yes, work, twerk. Like, that's too much. It's too much. Like, I don't even talk like that all day. Me and my gay friends don't even talk like that all day. You, like, Tamar, that is one of, like, I like her. She can sing and stuff. But it's like, sometimes I couldn't be around Tamar every day, all day. It's too much. It's too much. It's like the minute women do hang out with gay guys, it's like, they take our lingo and then it goes overboard. Like, it's like overly done. What's the tea and all that kind of stuff no more? Because especially when white pop culture gets a hold of lingo, it's just like, it's a, when you see your teacher saying, what's the tea? It's like, girl, I don't even want to talk to you no more. It's to look at it deep. I even remember being when I was coming up in, let's say, junior high school, and like a lot of the girls that, you know, people, because there was always rumored that I was gay or whatever. I mean, you know, and they were just, a lot of people, they were never, no one never caught me kissing on no boys or nothing. They just basically associated with me because I was more feminine or because I hung out with all the girls. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of times I'm able to clock a lot of women on a lot of stuff, is because of the fact that I put in that time through those years, growing up in my adolescent years and into my adulthood, where I watch women and study. I'm very observant. A lot of people may not notice about me, but I'm very observant. I pay attention to detail. I pay attention to a lot of stuff, a lot of things about people's personality. And, you know what I mean, it was things that I watched girls do and stuff. And so a lot of times I remember being in school, and I think these girls felt like, because I was a little more feminine, I don't have the deepest voice, especially growing up. My voice was really higher. Like, I used to be a damn near hit Mariah Carey notes back then. I remember these girls, like, trying to punk me, like, always trying to, like, talk shit to me and call me a fact. Like, they was going harder a lot of times than the straight dudes, to be honest with you. At least, you know, for my personal experience, once again, I always say this, I don't represent every gay person. I only represent myself. I am not the head gay person to represent. I'm just talking about my experience. But a lot of girls, it was a few girls that just would always be trying to punk me and stuff. And then it's like, I damn near had to rock their world real quick, you know what I mean? To like let them know, like, bitch, just because I may be a little feminine, we both out here playing double dutch, you know what I mean, with some goddamn extension cords, you know, like, bitch, don't get it twisted. I'll knock your beak off too. Like, that's why I be telling girls, stop running up on any kind of man, you know what I mean? Because you can catch these hands, you know. And I'm not saying I'm whooping girls' asses or nothing like that. I'm just saying there's a couple girls I had to kind of push down real quick, let's just say, to be like, hey, what you doing? Like, you know what I mean? And trust me, I tried everything to possibly do to not go in that situation, you know what I mean? I mean, you can look on YouTube now and seeing how little gay boys or, you know, guys that gay men that are feminine, that not even the guys, the girls are trying to bully him and stuff, like thinking something is feminine, all that nigga's gay, is like the stupidest thing to assume these days. Honestly, I'm out here in the streets and I'm telling y'all what I know and what I see. And a lot of times it's the niggas that's the hardest ones be the biggest bitches. So it's just like, y'all just gotta understand that though I am your gay friend, but or your friend who happens to be gay, I'm still a man first. Respect me. Yeah, yeah. That's a price, that's a price.
Yeah. Groovy mode, none of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Found my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid every morning, every noon, and every